Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Hey Patrick, this is Mark Eisenberg, how you doing?
Good, Mark, what's up?
Not a whole lot. I want to check and make sure you got a couple things already sent over to you.
Yeah, I actually just shot your email back when, you know, I got them. I got both the Snap and Pearl contract, just what we needed.
Cool, okay, you got that. Yeah, because originally I call up Snap and they're like, it's going to take 7 to 10 business days. I'm like, for what?
Yeah,
so
it's
I called someone
all,
else up over. I know, it took 2 seconds to send it. And you got I faxed over my application.
Okay, you faxed it?
I faxed that over, yeah.
Okay, I'll go check and confirm that I got that. And then other than that, I did get the 2014 tax return you emailed me to as well.
Okay, you got that. The only thing I'm waiting, my bank is going to just, the guy at my bank is going to fax you over.
Oh,
the,
bank
six-month statement. 6 month statements plus October's.
Perfect, even better. And then, so then it just looks like we need just a copy of that 15 extension, and looks like that would be everything.
Didn't that go over with the...
With the 14?
Yeah.
The only one
with
I got
the 15.
Was the 14.
You didn't get some that has like a, with a 15 thing where it says,
It actually looks like it didn't attach. It looks like there's like a thing down at the bottom. I see 2014 federal extension, but then the attachments only got 2014.
Okay, so you got to get you need that letter. You need that letter for.
Yeah, just for 15. I think it just might have not been attached. I'm looking right at the email right now, just to double check.
Okay. All right, and then that'll be it.
Yeah, that should be it, and then I'll go ahead and get it all submitted, work together probably this afternoon once I get everything. I'll go double-check on that fax as well, and then I should be able to get that submitted by the end of the day at latest if I don't have any questions or anything like that for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to get my bank statements over to you now without even the bank doing it. Like, if I could just email them off my...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to do that.
Right, no worries. Did you go try and check out the online version like we talked about earlier?
That's what I want, okay. I'm on my bank's website now for my to log in, so...
Right, so yeah, if you just log in and then go to, like, statements or, you know, wherever you... It should be a PDF, like it will be a downloadable version where, you know, we can just say click to download PDF version.
Okay, All right, I'm at my statement. I'm at my thing now. So go to statements, you said, right?
Uh-huh. And you're on the statement?
Well, in a sec.
Even if not, you could download it, and I can help you do that as well.
Okay, well, yeah. Let me see. Okay, statements and notices. Okay, clip on that, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I clipped on statements. Okay.
All right, is there anything that says, like, download PDF version, anything like that?
Let me see. I said get PDF reader, no?
That might be it, actually. Click on that, and then you might just be able to download the file that it opens up.
Statements issued after April 10th are available on Adobe.
Yeah.
Adobe.
PDF, right?
Yeah, after the 14th, available on Adobe PDF formats. You can print, download, or save them for your records.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so now how do I do this?
You'll have to just go into each different month and then just download right where it says like that. But
if I take my December of I need 16.
Yeah, we're gonna need. It's gonna be. I know it's the 31st of October, so. The October one shouldn't be available online like
for another,
that.
Another week or so. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he's going to email. He's going to email you or fax you.
Yeah.
The current month to date.
If he's going to fax it like that, then that will work too. But I mean, if you want to get it done real fast, just download that PDF version for each month and then just shoot it over to me in the email.
Okay, I'm just trying to. So I hit view on
right? Yeah, if you want to do it like that too, you won't have to do October because it's still technically the 31st.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out. Okay, I'm viewing my statement just for example, like September.
Right.
And I don't know how to
download it.
Yeah, how do I do that?
Did you go
in the file?
Yeah, try it that way.
You can go to file
and then save as or save page as. Yeah.
Okay.
And then just Yeah, is there like a format when you hit
It'll say save as statement PDF.
Perfect, yeah, then just save it to your desktop and then just drag that over to the email, should be good to go.
Save my desktop.
Okay. Or, I mean, whatever you want to save it to, you know, downloads, however you work the computer, man.
Not good with this stuff here.
What kind of computer you got?
I got an Apple.
Okay, yeah, that's what we work on too. So yeah, if you just go to save as, and then, I mean, where it says where, the destination, just put desktop, and
okay.
Then just hit save. It should save immediately, and then just go to your desktop. You should have it right there in a file.
Okay, and then I just bring it up and just...
Yeah, and then even if you don't even have to attach it the old school way, if you just drag it from your desktop onto your email, it will attach immediately.
Okay, well, let me see some here, because file. Do I hit move to or export as PDF or?
Yeah, hit export as PDF actually.
Export as PDF. Save. Okay, now I just got to figure out how to take this and send it over to you.
If you kind of like minimize your window, like kind of drag it to the side so you can see wherever it is on your desktop, if you just go ahead and open up like reply or whatever in the email and the thread, just drag it right in. You don't even have to upload it, like hit attach or anything like that. You can just drag it right on.
Okay, I'll have to figure that one out or so over there. Okay, so you didn't get anything with my, let me look at my 15 thing here that my account sent.
I got the forwarded email. I just don't think that the 15 one was attached. It says that on the bottom, like the, you know, files, but I'm not getting any file from that one. I just got 14.
Oh, because I think he just, what he did was for the 15, he just sent almost like an empty thing. So he sent something on the 15th, and that will amend it when I give him the rest of my numbers.
Okay, well, did he, you said he sent that to you, though?
Yeah, he sent that. He sent that statement there to me. Let me see something.
Do you want to forward that one over to me as well?
I thought it was all in the same thing.
No, I just got the 14 one.
You just got the 14 one. Let me see.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see something here.
No worries. How's your Halloween going so far?
Nothing yet. No one's home from school yet, so that's good.
Yeah, right, gotta get ready for the storm.
Yeah, definitely. I can't find it, oh shit. Maybe it's on something. Let me see something what I sent you here. Only the 14 did go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Track the 15 then. Okay, I'll work on it and I'll send it over to you.
All right, boss, I'll keep my eye out for that.
Okay, and just keep me, you know what, when you get the 6 months from my bank, will you call me and let me know?
Yeah, I'll give you a call, and also I'll go check on that fax right now, too, on the application.
Sounds good.
All right, Mark.
All right, thanks. Call, buddy. Thanks, see ya.
Yep.